I was 17 years old and in my last year of high school. I'd had some problems with my mouth feeling sore. I simply had too many teeth and not enough space as my wisdom teeth began to erupt. My mom took me to Dr. Graves. As a 17-year-old with a creative imagination, I envisioned all kinds of new names for the doctor. Dr. Graveyard. Dr. Stiff. Dr. Don't Make a Grave Mistake. Well, I remember sitting in the chair, the smock spread across my chest as the doctor pushed the buttons to lay me back so he could do his work. There was a small window up in the corner of the office because it was one of those lower-level dental offices, and I could see somebody going by back and forth mowing the lawn with a push mower. Now, 17 is a long time ago, so I'm not familiar with the process now, but then they used a mask to give me a form of anesthesia. As I recall, it was laughing gas. But this whole thing wasn't funny. I was afraid. I worried if I'd come out of this okay or even alive on the other side. So I thought I'd fight the anesthesia. The doctor told me, "You'll be out in less than a minute." And in my head, I said, "Yeah, right." Laughing gas mask strapped on, I was told to count back from 100. I don't remember making it into the 80s. A quick internet search will tell you that laughing gas is nitrous oxide. And the nickname is because of the way it interacts with neurotransmitters like dopamine, so you feel euphoric or relaxed and happy. Some other effects you can experience with laughing gas include lightheadedness, giddiness, heaviness, or tingling in the limbs, mental confusion, and mild hallucinations. You know when it feels like you're on the outside of yourself, you're watching yourself in action, but you feel disconnected? It's weird. It seems like you could reach out and connect with yourself by touching yourself, but there's this invisible wall that prevents you from doing so. It's a lot like being under the effects of anesthesia. Hi, I'm Jen with the Empowered Stepmom Podcast. Like you, I've experienced times where I've needed some outside help like an oral surgeon to extract my wisdom teeth. Unfortunately, diagnosing what we need when we blend families or start businesses isn't as easy as diagnosing the problem and need for wisdom teeth extraction. When we're feeling anxious, afraid, or find ourselves in a new environment that laughing gas isn't available to take us to a place outside ourselves, we can crave an extraction to avoid the pain. So what do you do? How do you experience the freedom of extraction without extracting yourself? When we're feeling anxious, when it feels like we're gasping for our very next breath, when we're in the midst of overwhelm, when it's a lot like some of the side effects of laughing gas, you know, mental confusion or heaviness, it's hard. In this episode, I'll invite you to focus on one key thing you can do to extract yourself from the anxiousness you experience, whether as a stepmom, an entrepreneur, or any other area of your life, the one key thing that is absolutely essential for your emotional well-being. When we learn how to get out of the heavy, we're more fully present in every other area of our life. When we're fully present, we can process and experience life with a healthy perspective, optimistically with a curious spirit of hope and expectation. Each episode of the Empowered Stepmom Podcast is designed to help you conquer imposter syndrome for good, so you can stop wrestling with things out of your control and start investing your time, money, and energy into your dreams. Hey there, I'm Jen Rogers, Chief Encourager, Keynote Speaker, and Innovative Creator. I'm passionate about helping you take back your power and joy in your relationships, your business, and your home. We're on episode number 223, and I'm 3.5 years into podcasting. I started the podcast as a form of my own healing process because I couldn't find the help I so desperately needed. God's been gracious to me on my stepmama journey, even when I didn't see it. My mission is to encourage you with the truths of the gospel, inform you of the powers of habit stacking and planning so you can reduce overwhelm and prevent burnout. If you're feeling all the feels and those feels are more anxious and calm, let's get together for an anxiety extraction session of our own. It all starts with you learning more about where you are right now when you take the empowerment quiz to explore how working with me can have you experiencing the confidence that comes from knowing you're on the right track with an accountability partner who is fully invested in your success. Head on over to stepfamilypodcast.com/ Work with Jen to get started. All right, let's dive in and let's answer the question. What is that key thing that we need to calm things down so we can be fully present? P.S. In the next episode, I've got some huge news to share with you. I'm working through some big transitions of my own. And in fact, in between release day and the next episode, I will be living in a new house. So there's a whole lot of transition going on. I am so excited to share the plans for where the podcast goes next. So be sure to catch the next episode to join me for some exciting news and new opportunities. Since we simply cannot walk around with masks administering laughing gas to get us through each day, there's got to be something way better. I bet you know what it is. It's likely that thing that you tell yourself, I should do more of this. Or conversely, you might say, I don't have enough time to do this. This morning, as Bill and I read scripture, prayed, and shared some personal insights into things God is teaching us, Bill reflected on the holiness of God. He received a teaching at seminary this week where Dr. Michael Reeves spoke on the heart condition of man. The gist of the message reminded me of God's promise in Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. You see, it's God who does the work in us. It's deeper than thinking we are walking with God. It's knowing we are walking with the Lord. This is exactly the how of reducing anxiety. When we focus on God's holiness, we learn what He is capable of. We learn who He is, what He has ordained for us. Let's take a moment and focus on that very thing. Let's read Psalm 99 together as we direct our hearts and minds to the mighty King. The Lord our God is holy. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is He. The King in His might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at His footstool. Holy is He. Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon His name. They called to the Lord, and He answered them. In the pillar of the cloud He spoke to them. They kept His testimonies and the statute that He gave them. O Lord our God, You answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. That, sweet woman, is the answer to extracting anxiety. Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:8 to focus on whatever is true and honorable, whatever is just, pure, lovely, whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We bring our troubles, our trials, our tribulations to the foot of the cross. Friend, it's here where we can expect God to heal us. I know we want resolution to happen on our timeline. However, we must submit to God's sovereignty. We must nurture our soul with His goodness. We must reflect on His holiness to fully embrace the calling God has gifted to us. We don't need the world's solutions. They don't work. To prevent burnout, to avoid continuous battles with overwhelm, we practice spending time with the Lord so the God of peace will be with us. If it's been a while since you've invested time reflecting on God's holiness, this is your invitation to fully trust that our Heavenly Abba has got this. He sees you and He loves you. If you are interested in going deeper on this topic, be sure to check out the previous episode where Dr. Robin Graham and I shared a practical approach of navigating anxiety in one of my favorite ways of sharing information, alliteratively. Learn the 5 C's from Robin in episode number 222, and I'll get you started. The first one is catching those negative thoughts. Tune into episode number 222 for the other 4 and to go deeper with practical tips on navigating anxiety because we do not need to stay stuck here. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to carve out and protect 15 minutes of time in the next 3 days to meditate on the holiness of God without bringing all the things. We know we're wrestling with things. For this exercise, let's simply focus on God's holiness. Because I believe in the power of writing things down, I invite you to journal during your meditative time as God reveals his holiness to you. Now, in the past, I've told you that if you need to hide out in the closet from the kiddos, hide out in the closet. This is important. If you'd like to experience the joy of the Lord in community with other women like you, be sure to click the link in the show notes to join us inside the Facebook community. Thank you so much for putting me in your earbuds today. You are so loved, and I am honored to spend this time with you. Have you been on the fence about sharing how the podcast impacts you? Well, I'm peering through those fence posts, just waiting to see you and hear from you. Waiting can be sanctifying, I know, but please don't hold out for too much longer. I'd love to connect with you and learn more about you. Whether you leave a review on the podcast or email me at friends@stepfamilypodcast.com, let's connect. And a special shout out to Anna McLaughlin, who shared this 5-star review. The encouragement every blended family needs. Insightful, practical, hope-filled. Jen Rogers tackles a complex world of blended families with fearless honesty and yet deep hope for the healing and redemption every blended family longs for. Hope that is truly possible in Christ. She calls her listeners to rise up and walk in their roles as true blessings in their families, inviting them to love well because ultimately they know they already are loved by God. If you're a stepmom looking for practical, actionable, inspiring support, this is your podcast. Anna, thank you muchly. I absolutely love the podcasting medium, and I so appreciate you taking the time to leave a review. If you'd like to hear your review read on the show, well, the first step is to leave a review. All right, sis, I will catch you in the next amazing episode. It's going to be a good one.